American Airlines made a discovery recently that's causing it to restrict the number of passengers on some flights. The airline found that it didn't have enough room on life rafts on its 767-300 planes to accommodate the maximum number of people on those flights. It's cutting back the total allowable number of passengers and crew from 236 to 228. The company says it found the discrepancy during a regular self-audit, which American Airlines says was not tied to the splash landing of the U.S. Airways flight in the Hudson River last month. We've called air safety expert William Waldock to find out more. He's professor of safety science at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and he joins us from Prescott, Arizona. Thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk about these life rafts first. If I have this right, these are the inflatable slides that inflate in an emergency, and then you can turn them into rafts?
Well, it depends on the airplane. The slides can be used as life rafts, but they're primarily designed as escape systems. And on most airplanes, like a 767, you actually have deflated rafts stowed in the overhead portion of the cabin.
Well, what are the rules from the FAA on just how much life raft capacity an airplane has to have?
The FAA rules are pretty straightforward. It basically says you have to have enough life raft capacity for everybody on the airplane, with one additional raft beyond that.
We did see passengers from that U.S. Airlines landing in the Hudson River using these life rafts, but that seemed to be a pretty rare occurrence. I mean, how often are these things actually used?
Well, it's very rare in the first place to have an aircraft go in the water. We haven't had a tremendous amount of experience in actually having to use the life rafts in a real situation. Most airlines incorporate training in how to get the life rafts out, how to use them, how to inflate them, but most of the training is actually done in a swimming pool.
Can you think of another case when the rafts were used?
The only other real successful ditching in history where everybody came out of the airplane alive happened in 1956. It's extremely rare.
But yet the rule is there, and you have to have them, and you have to have enough of them.
Well, the rule's there for a reason. I think as far back as Titanic, we've seen what happens when you don't have enough lifeboat or life raft capacity for everybody in the vessel.
In its statement, American does note that the passengers and crew also have two other flotation devices. Presumably that would be the life vest and the seat cushion, I guess?
Well, the life vest and the seat cushion are really a secondary flotation device. The advantage you have with a raft is you're out of the water. The life jacket or the seat cushion, particularly in colder environments, the problem of hypothermia is going to be a very quick issue that you're going to have to deal with.
Well, American is saying in the short term, it'll just simply won't sell all of the seats on those flights. And it's also saying that because demand is down in this economy, they won't actually have to bump anybody. In the long term, though, what do they do?
Well, what they are probably going to do is either add additional rafts or change the size of the rafts that they have installed in the airplanes. And frankly, I think it's a very prudent decision on American Airlines' part to limit the number of passengers until they can accomplish that.
And what about other airlines?
Well, particularly when something like this has gotten as much attention as it has, I would suspect other airlines at this point are looking at their raft capacities as well.
Well, Professor Waldock, thanks very much for talking with us.
Very glad to.
That's William Waldock, professor of safety science at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott, Arizona.